This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
The DMV's football team has a bright future. It's time for you to plan for your future as well. The exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm Condori & Murad, can help you update your last will and testament or set up a trust for you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today. Visit kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. I will level with the people, Danny, and let them know. Typically, you hear a Beltway Blitz right now. Luke McCaffrey was slated to join us right at the top of the hour here. That got moved last minute, so we did not have the Blitz planned for you. We will not be doing your Beltway Blitz today, although we can quickly take inventory on the teams in town as we normally would on the Blitz. The Capitals have a big event tonight. Caps 50. A lot of people are coming out for all the activations. 70 former players, all of the current players on the roster. The night culminates with a concert of Third Eye Blind behind us in the arena this evening. Going to be a pretty raucous environment. I'm excited to see all the Caps fans back for the first time since last year. And on top of all of that, Danny, they open the season on Saturday night. They will be right here at the arena to take on the New Jersey Devils.
Yeah, the Josh Harris Bowl there on Saturday. We obviously have spent a ton of time talking about the football team, rightfully so, with what's happened, but to me, there's a lot of questions with the Caps, and they're different than the previous year's questions. In other words, when you go, yeah, what are they going to get out of Nicklas Backstrom? Or can DJ Oshie be healthy enough? Or, you know, some of these things, we're talking about huge salaried players that may not be able to live up to the billing anymore, and those guys are heroes. I'm not saying anything, not criticizing, but just simply saying it's hard when a quarter of your salary cap is tied up in guys that can't produce at that same level anymore. So now, in addition to Ovi's goal chase, you're folding in a bunch of new pieces, and how the new pieces fit in and what their ceiling is, to me, is the question with the Capitals right now. I don't have you're closer to it than I am. I don't have a great feel for, quote-unquote, how good they're going to be in a crowded Eastern Conference.
Yeah, I don't think anybody does, because it's a brand-new roster with a lot of players and lines that haven't played together before. So it's pretty impossible to know what they're going to be. How quickly do they come together? How quickly can Carbs get them all to play as one unit? I mean, those are going to be the answers to that question. But you mentioned in passing there Ovi's goal chase. That is still the number one story,
I think. That's the story, man.
For a lot of people in this town. He is 41 goals away from tying Wayne Gretzky. He needs 42 to break the record. We had John Carlson on a few days ago, and he joked he's picking 43 goals for Ovi. So not only the record, but one bonus goal for him this year. But, yeah, I'm just fired up for the new roster. They had a lot of money to spend, sadly without Backstrom. And without Oshie, two guys that are essentially now going into retirement, still on the roster but on long-term injured reserve, Andrew Mangiapane, is on the top line with Dylan Strome and Alex Ovechkin wearing number 88. On the second line, it'll be centered by Pierre-Luc Dubois with Connor McMichael and Tom Wilson. The third line is mostly guys that you're familiar with, but maybe the best story on the team right now, Jake Varana's back.
Crazy.
And V, who left and had all kinds of personal trouble and was in and out of, you know, different programs with the league to try to get him back on his feet, is now living a good life and playing for the Washington Capitals again, which is pretty amazing. The fourth line is two-thirds new with Brandon Duhaime and Taylor Radish around Nick Dowd, who's still centering that group in his mid-30s, one of our favorites. Defensively, Carlson's going to skate on the top defensive pair with Jacob Chychrun. Matt Roy is going to be with Marty Ferravari on the second defensive pairing. And in the net, while Charlie Lindgren's still going to play a huge role for them, they brought in former Vegas Golden Knight Logan Thompson, who could end up being their goalie one this year. So it's a very, very new roster. They've got a lot more veteran talent and a lot more veterans, period. And I think that should help them to be a playoff-caliber team this year.
The excitement is over, you know, folding in some of these new pieces and guys that, you know, come in with – there's a reason you can get a Pierre-Luc Dubois. Right at his age, with his talent level, it's because, quite frankly, there's baggage. I don't know if it's the right word. That's probably too harsh of a word. You think of that with like a diva wide receiver that's quitting on people. It's not quite there, but you're going, God, you're so talented. Where's my huge production to match it? And the Capitals, this is something that you could say that's a really big compliment to the organization, have been incredible at taking the, oh, you don't want him? Watch what we do. Yeah. I call it the Brett Connolly corollary, right? Where you get folded in and your best self comes through. They figure out what you do well and you get maximized here. I'm hoping that's another example here.
To the Wizards who played in the preseason last night, I thought Kashawn George looked very good. He got rave reviews. You heard Toby in the update saying 14 points, 5 of 6 shooting. He was kind of the star of their preseason game. He is 6'8". He's got a big-time wingspan. He's only 20 years old. He showed well defensively. And then they also, when they played their first preseason game, got a really strong effort from Alex Saar.
From Alex Saar.
Their top rookie draft pick. So there's a lot of problems they're going to have to iron out. They turned the ball over, I think, 30 times last night.
Just in the first quarter.
To be clear, they're going to be really, really bad. Like,
yes.
I'm not suggesting otherwise. But what I care about is, what does Bub Carrington look like? Mm-hmm. Does Kashawn George prove to be a player who I think they took 24th overall? Is Alex Saar going to be better offensively than it looked like he was going to be when he was kind of a disaster in the summer league? Those are the priorities. And so far through a couple preseason games, there's been some good signs. Saar, by the way, 12 points and 9 boards with 3 blocks last night against the Knicks.
He didn't shoot it great, but you can't take your eyes off him. I'm telling you, like, I will take my chance on that guy. I know a lot of people are rolling their eyes and whatever, but someone that's that big, that physical, that athletic, who moves around the way that he does, it can be harnessed, right? He's still just a kid at this point. But the guy I wanted to call it, you said it, Kashawn George, it is a beautiful shooting stroke. How developed he gets physically, how quick he can be. Is there more explosion in the tank? He grew up as a ball handler. So he knows how to play the game a little bit, but I think he's maybe a little bit away from being able to really contribute. I think that's what this year is going to be about. But to your point, this is the Saar, Koulibaly, George, Carrington, and maybe name another guy or two that might be here for a while show, and I'm here for it.
And on the Nationals front, nothing doing. It is all quiet. Off-season's underway. Playoff baseball has been excellent so far. I will say, as far as the Nationals go, and Toby Altizer and I on a new episode of Bustin' Loose Baseball documented this in detail. You can listen to it tonight when we're done. But it is time to spend money this off-season. I will be mad if they don't spend money. They have been given time. People have been patient. I think we all bought in on and understand it. There's a rebuild happening, and it's going to take a few seasons. But they've got enough young talent now with C.J. Abrams, Dylan Cruz, James Wood, both having graduated this year, Mackenzie Gore, Jake Irvin in the rotation, some of the other young players like Mitchell Parker and D.J. Hers who have come on. There's no reason they don't supplement that young talent with actual veteran free agent additions that come with money. I hope Mike Rizzo doesn't have to trade pieces of the system away to get better because ownership isn't willing to spend. The time is now, and they need to open up their checkbooks this winter.
What does your gut tell you? Will they?
I think it's going to be less than I want and more than zero. Like, they're obviously not going to do what they did the last few years because they have no payroll. I mean, it would be utterly embarrassing for them. It'd be the Marlins. They literally would have, like, Strasburg and nothing else on the payroll. So my gut is that they're going to sign like Nick Pivetta and that they're going to like bring back Trevor Williams and bring in, you know, maybe trade for like Jake Berger from the Marlins or something. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be like, see, we added some talent.
Look at all the spending we've done, see?
What they should do is sign Christian Walker at first base. I probably wouldn't sign Anthony Santander, a 40-homer bat in right field, because I think eventually that's a bad contract. But it's like a four-year, $80 million type deal for him, mm-hmm. maybe. I would sign a bat or two, and I would sign a veteran starting pitcher who could be like a number two type starter for them. That would be my hope. I think it's less than that and more than zero is where they ultimately settle.
Yeah, I think it's going to be barely above zero. I don't have – I'm not sourcing anything. It's not like I'm talking to anybody behind the scenes. Just my gut, just in hearing what I hear. Yeah. My sourced reports indicate. I'm not doing that. I'm just the vibe I get, well,
you
the feeling I get.
You just don't trust them.
Yeah, at this stage. I think just – I don't know. I don't have a better way to put it than that. The hope is – it's because it's obvious. This is your 2011 team, right? That, okay, now you've got some young pieces on the way. That's when you go get your Jason Worth. Not because that you're going to be great, but because it's time to start saying that you're serious again. And then that's the year before the year where you end up winning 98 games. They're in that same spot now. History's repeating itself.
The baseball playoffs continuing today with two American League games where teams are facing elimination. Who are you rooting for here? The Guardians are taking on the upstart Detroit Tigers, who aren't very good but are red hot. I mean, it's amazing what Detroit's doing. They're now up 2-1 in that division series, a game away from an ALCS berth. And the Yankees have a chance to finish off the Royals tonight as well. New York took a 2-1 lead on Kansas City on Giancarlo Stanton's solo home run late last evening. I'll be pulling for Cleveland to come back and force a game five. And oddly, I want the Yankees to win and get to the ALCS, as strange as that sounds. I'm rooting for Juan Soto because I love him so much.
I will never root for the Yankees. That is a no from me. They are the worst, and I can't stand them. So every time they lose, it is good. So I don't care who plays for them. So that is my first thing. So go Royals, which means congrats to the Yankees. For the other series, I go back and forth on this. Like, Detroit is – that's fun. How cool is that, right? This team that has been as bad as anybody. They have zero success to show for the last, you know, several decades. It'd be really neat if they were able to do something. But again, it kind of goes to one of the principles. You and I have been talking offline a little bit about this. I even tweeted about this last night at Funny Danny. Like, it's neat when an upset happens, but when it's no longer an upset, when it's now, once again, a 5 seed and a 6 seed are going to be in the ALCS, in the NLCS, it now becomes more normal. The wild card team that hasn't been as good, that's 20 games worse than some of these division winners, sometimes more, is, you know, red hot and boiling through the playoffs as everybody else that's been great for 7 months has to just sort of sit around and wait for them to figure it out. There's not enough advantage for the good teams, not enough disadvantage for the bad teams. So I want to encourage teams that have been good for a year, basically, to get more out of it, and that doesn't seem to be happening.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. I think it's better for the playoffs if the good teams play for World Series titles.
The occasional upset is cool. It's
yes.
A great story.
You need to have the possibility of an upset.
Yeah.
But it should not be the norm.
Right.
We need to minor in those and major in the best teams making deep runs routinely and consistently. And that's not what's happening right now. Last year, the Rangers were not that good all season. They ended up getting hot and winning the World Series. Now, you could say the same thing about the 2019 Nats. And
sure.
Look what it did for this city and that fan base. I understand that. But that every 10 years is special and
yes.
fun. But when the Diamondbacks just get on a roll and go to the World Series, okay, I guess.
Yeah,
it happened last year.
I wanted
the year
to
before.
Stand out when the 83-win team gets red hot and you know, the cardiac kids or the never said die this or that. When it's nothing but 5 and 6 seeds all the time, tells you something's wrong with your structure.
I do not have a good system to replace this one with for baseball. And that's why I haven't been all that adamant about yelling about this one. But this one does not work that well. Because the layoff for the mm-hmm. division series team that's the favorite that
yep.
doesn't have to play in the wild card is hurtful and makes it hard to win. I think now that the National League favorite has never won that division series over the team that you know, got through the wild card
right.
to play them. I believe we've got some breaking news coming in right now. We've been going round the horn to all the teams in DC sports. As we get to the Commanders, we've got some breaking news.
Breaking news on the Fan is brought to you by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. The Commanders have waived quarterback Sam Hartman. There's an open spot on the practice squad. He could potentially return then, with quarterback Marcus Mariota returning last week to his normal backup role. The Commanders have waived quarterback Sam Hartman. I'm Toby Altizer with breaking news on the Fan.
If you listen closely, that sound is women all over Washington, D.C., sighing as Sam Hartman, the most handsome Washington Commander and one of the best-looking players in D.C. sports, has been released. Let me just real quick text my wife.
I was going to say, does she know?
Make sure she's okay. I have bad news. Go ahead, Danny. I'm going to text her.
That's fine. He's less than half of our age, and my wife knows who he is. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't a guy that's playing every day. This isn't a dude that's starting. She wasn't familiar with what was going on at Wake Forest in their program or when he transferred to Notre Dame. But she found out about Sam Hartman and had questions for me about Sam Hartman. See what I'm saying? It wasn't like, hey, Jaden Daniels, Heisman Trophy winner, the guy that's going to change the entire fortunes of this Moorbound franchise. They've been bad for so long. He might make you great. No. The questions are about Sam Hartman. How much is he going to play? Is he going to be a public relations guy? Is he going to be there at games? Will he have his helmet off so I can see him? These are the kind of questions I was asked.
That mane that he's got, those long flowing locks, uh-huh. It's tough. It's a tough loss. Words come to mind, not like arm strength or accuracy or, you know, pocket presence. Words like dreamboat.
Yes.
Like fox, right? Like hunk. Those are the words that come to mind with Sam Hartman. I believe there is a chance that they will stash him on the practice squad, that he'll be added to the P squad as like the organizational project, you know, long-term backup type guy. Because, you know, a Driscoll or a Mariota, those guys are here or not year to year. Also, by all accounts, Hartman and Daniels are very close. They have a really good relationship. They study together, do a lot of work together. So it would not surprise me at all if Hartman was added to the P squad. It's possible, I guess, if another team only has two quarterbacks, that they might see him cut by the number one offense with all the points and bring him in and pick his brain a little bit and want him as their third quarterback in another building or pay him a little more to be on their practice squad. But Sam Hartman, released by the Commanders just a few minutes ago, last week, for the first time in my life that I can remember covering a game, Washington had four quarterbacks on their 53-man roster on game day.
Wow.
They had Hartman deactivated. They had Driscoll as the emergency third, and then Mariota backing up Daniels. So you knew something would have to give, and today was the day that it did. Which free agent additions for the Commanders have impressed the most? Has anybody so far that Adam Peters brought in, you know, been a disappointment? That's a very, very small list, if we can even make one. Let's get into that next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It seems to me like Adam Peters is possibly not getting enough credit for everything going on in Washington right now. I want to talk about their free agent class in just a bit. As a reminder, though, we've got Caps tickets we're giving away before the end of the show. We'll do that at 6 o'clock right here on The Fan. We're taking you up to 6:30 tonight. We are at Capital One Arena ahead of the Caps 50 event. They got the whole team coming out to celebrate with fans. 50 years of Caps hockey, a Third Eye Blind concert tonight among the cool activations that they've got out here. Real quick, I thought we could just go through the free agent signings this offseason. Letter grades, A to F, based on the first quarter here at the quarter poll and how we feel. Then I want to go back and have larger conversations. Mm-hmm. Let's just run through this. Nick Allegretti has been starting at left guard.
A. I mean, for what they paid, my God.
I would say A plus if we're accounting for what they've paid. But, yeah, we'll go with an A. Dorrance Armstrong at defensive end.
B.
I'll say B plus. The last two games have been tremendous. Mm-hmm. Dorrance Armstrong. First couple of weeks was not overly noticeable, but right now he's right there atop the leaderboard with Frankie Luvu and sacks for the team. Tyler Biadasz at center.
A plus plus, extra credit. He's ruining the curve for everybody else.
Yeah, I will say A plus. Jeremy Chinn at safety.
That's a tough one. B for me.
I'll say B minus. Again, first couple of weeks I probably would have had a C or lower, but I think he's actually been pretty good the last couple of weeks. Michael Davis, they missed on Michael Davis.
Yeah.
That is a D. He's played special teams. He played a little bit on the defensive side at corner, and it didn't go well, and they benched him. So it didn't work. But they didn't spend
But it
anything.
Cost so little. The value of it to me. So it's like one of those – this is a pop quiz when you didn't do the reading, and it really isn't going to affect your grade one way or the other. So you have to have your parents sign it. Right? I got a D minus, but it doesn't matter. We have a final. We have like 17 projects that matter. So, yeah, that's a D. But
they evaluated Michael Davis as a guy they wanted on their team because they thought he'd be good. And yeah. I think they evaluated him wrong.
They paid him what they're paying Cleveland Farrell.
And then, right? Maybe that's so a better way to do it. Were they right or wrong, right? Then letter grade.
So I'll say wrong there. Pass fail.
Michael Dieter, who they brought in to be an interior backup, basically. He's played a little bit when Allegretti's got banged up. So far, that's a win for them.
Yeah, I'd say it's a win.
Jeff Driscoll, that's a win for them.
Yep.
Austin Ekeler.
A plus plus. All the numbers. Every positive thing you could say.
A plus as well. Mm-hmm. Now, here's a guy that you beat up, I think, unfairly, but that's your own thing. Zach Ertz, I'm going to say, has been an A so far. He's been a great blocker. Mm-hmm. He's been heavily involved in the passing game. And most importantly, and I didn't think he would, he has stayed healthy.
So far he has, yeah. No, that's a win. Because, again, they paid nothing. It's, you know, I think he's got a $2 million cap hit. I would absolutely take that in terms of leading that position group, being a valuable resource. Now, I don't think he's done everything that I would have loved in terms of just holding on to the damn football. He should have caught a pass right before Dewey Brown caught a touchdown pass. Dewey Brown shouldn't have been able to catch it because they should have been first in the goal in the red zone on a crossing route that Ertz just didn't catch. But, yeah, overall, he's been incredibly positive. So, yes.
And that's not even the drop where they needed replay assistance to make sure that it wasn't a fumble, which, by the way, he did fumble against the Bengals. Could have cost them the game, but Allegretti saved his bacon. Cleveland Farrell, first 2 weeks, had a sack in each game. More cleanup sacks for Deron Payne plays. He's been hurt mostly since, but I'd say so far that has worked out.
Yeah, that is a win. That's not one of those slam dunk, 100 out of 100s. It's probably a B-minus type thing, but it's a win.
Dante Fowler, I'd say so far they were right about. He's helped them. Although,
agreed.
not a big win. Like, they don't get enough pass rush from their defensive ends, and he has mostly been quiet. He's had a couple of sacks now, one in a game where they had seven against a completely broken Deshaun Watson, and then another sack that was kind of a coverage sack, memory serves, a couple of weeks before that. But I would say Fowler's been like a C-minus. I mean, it's a situational pass rusher that you don't pay a lot of money to. But if the idea was we're bringing him in because we think on passing downs he's going to be a demon, that has not happened.
Right. I mean, he makes the, you know, cap hits the same as John Bates or Tressway. So, to me, that's a win.
Noah Igbinoghene's been awesome.
I think that's a win. Huge.
Big-time victory.
Yep.
Frankie Luvu goes in the A++
category. A++++.
Frankie Luvu has been a game changer for them in terms of their culture. He's been awesome for the defensive mindset, I think, and getting guys prepared. Also, you know, having guys in game play with energy. And then on top of all of those intangible things that people might not care as much about, I think Frankie Luvu's also been just a really good player. Like, he's done some really good things.
Hyper-productive. You know, Brian Baldinger, we had on earlier on the show, had a really good breakdown about how Washington's linebackers are starting to play really well together and in sync and kind of feed off each other. And he showed four or five different clips. Luvu was lined up in a different spot on each one of the highlights. One on the fourth down where he knifes in there and taps the ball carrier that's going to end up falling short on that in the huge fourth down play. One where he's, you know, blitzing up in the A-gap, mugging up, a billion different things. That guy is a factor each week.
Marcus Mariota. This, to me, it's worked. You probably could have had a lot of guys do what he's done because he has been deactivated for several weeks. And then he came in and did very little in the one game he's been active for. When you didn't play your starters in the fourth quarter, I don't hold their lack of moving the football against him at all. They kind of checked out and put some backups out there with him. But I'd say it was a victory in that it seems like he has helped Jaden Daniels, which was the whole point. You wanted a veteran who does some things style of play-wise, mindset-wise, like Daniels did when he came out, and it seems like he's been a good resource for Jaden. So I'll say that's a win.
It's a win for me, too. And as you said, I don't know if you subbed him out for any other backup, Billy, right? If you swapped him with someone from the Case Kingdom tier, could they not have done the same thing? I know this one's worked, so I call it a win.
I'm just going in alphabetical order. The next one I see is Brandon McManus. Now, McManus they signed thinking they'd solve their kicking problem. They obviously released him after allegations had come out against him that have since, I believe, been dropped, at least legally. I don't know what's going on civilly with that situation. He's eligible, last I saw, to rejoin a team. They feel like they've got their kicker in Austin Seibert, who hasn't missed yet. Jeremy McNichols, when they signed him, I thought nothing of it. I thought maybe that guy will make the roster or he'll be a good camp body. I did not have three touchdowns in the last 2 weeks and a pretty banner performance in Arizona in a win last week in the office pool.
Yeah, what a win. What a win. I mean, nine teams in the last couple of seasons alone just getting released and picked up and dropped and picked up.
This is his 12th club that he signed with at different points.
What a win.
Tyler Ott, the long snapper. I have not heard that guy's name once this
year.
Seriously.
Yep.
In fact, I'll go one step further. I've been in and out of the locker room a bunch, both in camp and now in the regular season. I wouldn't recognize Tyler Ott if he was sitting on my lap.
Nobody out there Googling, okay, especially if you're driving, be safe. What does Tyler Ott look like? Describe him right now to yourself. Does anyone have any idea? That's how I like it. I like that dude. Nameless, just faceless. Maybe Tyler Ott has no face. Maybe he's like a blurred out witness protection face. Maybe I'll keep it that way in my mind, when he just snaps it perfectly to Tressway once a game and snaps it to the to Tressway for holding field goals or extra points seven times a game.
Everyone knew what Cameron Cheeseman looked like last year.
You saw the Cheeseman's face.
The fifth time Fox zoomed in on him on the sideline trying to get, you know, together with Tressway to talk about the snap and the hold. You saw him every week. This is the holder. He's Cam Cheeseman. He played at Michigan. Did you know, by the way, they traded up for him?
I don't
think they said that, but they should have.
They should have said that.
But you knew what he looked like.
Well, really, Dad?
I don't know what Tyler Ott looks like. James Pierre did not make the team. I mean, that was a nothing burger or whatever. Anthony Pittman got hurt, would have been a really good player on special teams, has helped when he's been on the field. Bobby Wagner.
A. Maybe even A+.
I'm going to put A for Bobby Wagner just a tier below, narrowly, but a little bit below the ones like Eckler, Biotish, Luvu, even Allegretti, who have been fantastic. But you're right, Wagner might deserve to be in that group. Because I think, for the most part, week one notwithstanding, when I thought he didn't quite look comfortable or up to speed or whatever, I think The last few weeks, he has been all over the place. Yeah, just a complete wrecking ball.
The reason I could go up to an A-plus is those six TFLs. It's not just tackling because he's in the middle of the field. You know, Washington's had, you know, nubby linebackers that they've paid no money to that have led the team in tackles. It's not just that. It's the six tackles for loss, three quarterback hits. Blitzing a little bit, meet you at the quarterback, Frankie Louvu.
Michael Walker has played special teams. They've been great on special teams. So
that's a win. Maybe.
That's a pretty bad analysis to say he's the reason why. But, I mean, you signed him for nothing. You brought him in to play teams. He's played teams, and they've been good. So we'll give it a victory. And then how about Alamide Zaccheaus, who caught 10 balls last year? He had a six-catch game last week just by itself in Washington. Had a huge catch this past week. His only grab set up a fourth and a couple on a really nice move that he made. But he's already surpassed his production from Philly a year ago.
Yep. That's a win. Another one. A guy that they thought would be able to have a slightly larger role for them, returning punts at times, too. It's not as if he's been unbelievable in that regard, but still a steadying force back there.
The reason I wanted to do the exercise that way is you kind of get the picture, don't you?
Yep.
Adam Peters has been incredible in this year one offseason now, becoming a regular season with the production that they're getting out of the players he brought in. But that sets up this conversation I want to have on the MGM National Harbor listener line, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Who has been their best free agent addition so far this season? Who do you think has made the biggest impact, had the most important role maybe, is most influential in their 4-1 record right now? Because I think there's options. Their offense is the reason they keep winning, and Eckler's been one of the best players on their offense. But he didn't miss a game, and they didn't miss him in the game that he missed. You could say Louvu, who's one of the first guys that comes to mind for me. But I thought the first couple of weeks when they were bad defensively, well, he had some plays. It wasn't like he was great. You could say Wagner from a cultural standpoint. I think that would make a little bit of sense, too. Biotish is in the discussion. Maybe Allegretti. He's been on and off the field with injuries more so than Biotish, who has more responsibility up front anyway. That's the short list. Is there anyone else that should be thrown into the finalist category?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the heavy hitters, right? The two linebackers, Wagner and Louvu. Eckler certainly on offense, even though you mentioned it, the game. I thought they would struggle to score. Remember, I said they would struggle to score without him. They scored 42. So, yeah, I think those are the main guys. I mean, you could add in Igbinoghene just because of how weak that position is. You know, maybe another name or two, but I think those are kind of your heavy hitters.
All right, so that's the question. We'll hit the calls on this next, and we'll both give you our answer at 800-636-1067. In what seems like it was a pretty masterful free agent class by Peters and company. Smart, as we thought at the time, veterans, short contracts, setting yourself up to spend big on long-term answers next year, bringing some guys in to help change the culture. Now that you've seen five games and we're about a third of the way through this season, which free agent has made the most positive, biggest impact? That's next on Grant and Danny. We're at Capital One Arena, ahead of the Caps 50 event on Grant and Danny on the Fan. The question we're asking you, we just went player by player through Adam Peters' first free agent class coming to Washington. Who has been the most helpful, impactful free agent that they have signed through five games?
Austin Eckler is my favorite. I love that signing. I was so excited about it, so bullish on it. He's outstanding. He is so good with the ball in his hands. But it's Tyler Biotish. This offensive line was a question mark. It is not now. And I think he is at the absolute center of it. That's a terrible pun, and I apologize because he's the center. But that's the deal. He has solidified that group with a rookie quarterback to stabilize, you know, and deal with all the different things you know they're going to throw at you. They're going to try to complicate and do all the different sort of zone blitzes and confusing things and all the different stunts and games. He is not only held fast in terms of communication, get everybody on the same page, they've blocked really well, but he's also been mauling people, I feel like. That guy is a huge unheralded reason as to why this offense is kicking all sorts of ass and keeping a list of names.
Yeah, it's really impressive when you look at Biotish. 185 snaps as a pass blocker on dropbacks and just one pressure on a hurry so far this year.
Amazing.
I was going to say Biotish, you did, so I'm not going to double up. I will go a different direction. I'll tell you who in a second. But before we leave the offensive line, we should also point this out about Adam Peters. Yes, they signed players from outside the building that have been helpful. They also made some really important other decisions on the offensive line and in other positions.
100%, man.
And I'm not talking about the draft and Brandon Coleman. I'm talking about Cornelius Lucas,
yep.
who should theoretically count because they decided to bring him back. They watched the film and said, we'll start this guy. We won't sign someone else. We'll find our guy in the draft. We won't take one in the first round. We can get one in the second round. We won't take one in the second round. We can get one in the third round. But you know you still have Cornelius Lucas as your starter, right? They were right about that, too.
Yep.
Cornelius Lucas, on 111 dropbacks as a pass blocker, has allowed four pressures, all on hurries. No hits of the quarterback so far this season. So I just want to point that out as well. I will go with Frankie Luvu because I think there is some non-analytic stuff on Luvu that's huge. You see him breaking the team down in the huddle, kind of replacing John Allen almost in that way, where he is the guy that is like most responsible for getting everyone fired up pre-snap. I think that's a big deal.
Yep.
But also the way he plays, he is what they talked about in the Joe Witt opening presser, the arriving violently and all that. Anybody, anytime, anywhere, shtick that I don't really care about. But if you, you know, put your body in the car crash 60 times and you're in the NFL, it means something to you. He is that dude, man. He is an absolute beast. I love Frankie Luvu. He throws his body around with reckless abandon. And he's been, really since the first week or two, I think he's been one of the better players at his position in the league. So I'll go Frankie Luvu.
Yeah, he's been instrumental. So to me, defense, you know, at various points, it's been different things in the NFL. At one time, it was about, you know, limiting mistakes and playing responsibly and keeping everything in front of you. And I guess it's still that right now to a degree. It's kind of come back in cycles. But to me, the most important thing about a defense is the negative play, finding something to disrupt. Sometimes that could just lead to an incompletion. Sometimes it can be like this, you know, a holding penalty that never gets that, you know, the play never gets off the ground, or forcing a false start, or, you know, knifing through for that tackle for loss, or batting a pass down that might have gone for something big. He is everywhere all the time. He is disruptive. That disruptive figure is the thing I crave. Even if it means that, you know, every once in a while, you know, he's going to swing and miss because he overpursued and went too fast and then somebody, you know, kind of gets him. I will take that because of the disruption that he provides. He's been outstanding.
Let's go to Nick, who's waiting in Richmond. He called the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. Nick, which free agents have helped them the most?
Hello, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, man.
You got it, buddy.
Although the offense has been outstanding, I'm kind of with you. I was leaning more towards Luvu or even Wagner, and I'm leaning more towards Wagner. I think he's the general. He's the presence. He's the future NFL Hall of Famer. And although Lubu's out there running around, spearheading guys, I think Wagner's leading the troops.
Appreciate
in training
you,
and just getting them together.
Yeah. You know what? We can't underscore enough the stuff you don't see on Sundays from 1 to 4. You know, if you're Ben standing out there on the beat in the locker room that you notice, if you're at the practice facility and seeing some of the things he's doing that matter, that's Bobby Wagner's calling card. That's kind of why they brought him in here. We see the way that he plays.
Yeah.
He's playing at a high level. He mentioned the Austins, plural. We are sleeping a little bit on Seibert because he was signed in season on the waiver wire.
But it ain't nothing.
Now, I am a little more dismissive of him maybe as I should be. I hope I don't get called any names in the chat rooms because I'm saying something about the Commanders today that isn't that they're going to the Super Bowl or everyone's the MVP. But while Seibert's been good, 12 for 12 and 13 for 13, field goals and extra points, he has not kicked a field goal longer than 45 at this point. He has not been asked to do anything in terms of degree of difficulty that he shouldn't be able to do at a really, really high rate as an NFL kicker. He's been perfect. I give him credit for that. He's better than Chris Blewett, and he's better than Cade York. That doesn't get you very far, though. So, yes, he's been awesome, but I am just not throwing the party for him yet. I'm not writing in Sharpie that he will be their kicker in a year or two. Like I felt about Hopkins or Gano or these other guys that I pretty quickly said, oh, they got the leg, they got the accuracy, that's a franchise kicker. I got to see him do something beyond chip shots. And the offense has been so good he hasn't had to yet. But it will take still some kicks of 50-plus before I break out my pen.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? Because for me, and I may need to update my file on this because, as I said, I saw this past weekend a college kicker. I can't remember which game I was watching. Hit a 59-yarder. I'm going, okay, I guess it's everywhere now, right? The kickers are incredible. But for me, I just want my special teams, most specifically the kicking and punting game, just don't screw us. Right, just don't ruin everything for us. Just don't give up the back-breaking play. Just don't do anything crazy. Don't do what Seattle did, have a kick blocked, it goes for a touchdown, and now you lose. All I want, really, are my easily makeable kicks easily made. I still treat that north of 50-yarder as kind of the bonus, and I probably shouldn't. It should be. It's more mainstream now than it's ever been, but this is what I'm looking for. I will. The other stuff, like don't kick it out of bounds and give the other team the ball at the 40. Make the 45-yarders and in. Please do that every time. You do that, you're going to be just fine by me. But you're right. It's a five-game sample. I have done this five-game sample a million times where we've decided that Kai Forbath is the guy or Nick Novak's the guy or name that guy that wasn't the guy that we thought was the guy. I'll wait.
Let's squeeze in Brian in Austin, Texas, who's listening on the Odyssey app. Brian, we're up against it, so be quick. What do you got, bud?
Hey, Brian.
Real quick, but number one, Austin Eckler. Number two, Austin Seibert. Hell, he won us the game. But every time we go for a field goal, you're not cringing. So I'm with it.
Thanks, buddy. He's all in on the Austins, on the free agent additions.
Austin 216 or something?
Just a reminder, Austin 14 for 14.
Yeah, there you go.
After his next kick. Just a reminder, Adam Peters.
Peters, man.
Bunch of home runs, very few swings and misses.
Really handsome.
He is on a heater. Aaron Judge in May kind of stuff from the general manager with the strong jawline. Grant and Danny on the fan. Ole Kolzig's going to join us on site at this Caps 50 event today at 5:30. That'll be cool. Next, a lot of people are trying to suggest that the Commanders and the Ravens are a rivalry. Someone's going to have to explain that one to me. We're G&D.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.